Today on CityCast Denver. Self-proclaimed Colorado-style pizza joint Bojo's announced a new location is coming to Lone Tree. So we thought this would be the perfect time to reveal producer Paul Caroli's grievances with the local legend. Today is Thursday, April 28th, 2022. I'm Bree Davies, and this is CityCast Denver. I listened to Paul's episode of Range and Slope about this yesterday, where the entire episode is Megan telling him, please stop using that voice. In a world where some people put honey on pizza. So I'm here with one of Colorado's premier pizza critics. You might know him. His name is Paul Caroli. And we're talking about Bojo's. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Bree. Yes, thank you for having me, and thank you for giving me the respect that I have worked so hard to earn.
We're talking about Colorado-style pizza joint Bojo's because they're opening a new location in Lone Tree. How does Bojo's explain that trademark? What makes them Colorado-style pizza?
Well, if you ask somebody who works for Bojo's, what they will say is that Colorado-style pizza is really, really thick crusted pizza that they call mountain pie. And it was popular with mostly like people coming home from ski resorts along I-70. Like the flagship location is in Idaho Springs, right on I-70. And they have a sign that's visible from the highway. And so I think a lot of people would stop and get a big, thick crusted mountain pie. More recently, they've introduced like a thinner crust that they call their prairie pie. But when they talk about Colorado-style pizza, they talk about that really, really thick crust that they refer to infuriatingly as a topping containment system, as if other pizzas have trouble keeping the toppings on them, which they don't. That's just not real.
That's not as a person that eats a lot of pizza, that's not a problem that you've ever come across.
No. I mean, toppings are not slipping off of pizza all the time, you know? They're kind of like baked on there with the cheese, typically.
So you don't like Bojo's pizza, is what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. I don't like Bojo's pizza. It's terrible. I hate it. I hate what they serve. And I don't think I'm alone in that. Like, the reviews are pretty mixed if you could search online. Like, I don't know about you, but the crust is not my favorite part of a slice of pizza. And if I'm getting to the crust and it's like six times bigger than a normal crust and way drier, and that's what Bojo's serves, and it's just not that enjoyable. Like, I love pizza. It's I don't know, maybe my favorite food. I eat it all the time. My wife and I make the Denver Pizza Podcast. We've been doing that for years. That's why I like to claim that title. And Bojo's, I mean, if you're making the Denver Pizza Podcast, the idea of a Colorado-style pizza is very interesting. And the fact that they claim it led me down this rabbit hole that has ended in this point where I have this relationship that is like so hard to explain and unpack, and it's confusing and unsatisfying, and yes, I never know what to do with it. So I'm glad that we're going to talk it out, because I think I could use your help.
I think you need my help, because you have this like irrational obsession with a pizza place that I, as a Coloradan, don't care that much about.
Yeah, tell me actually about your relationship with Bojo's, because I know it as this iconic brand, but I don't know, like, you grew up here. Do you remember going there as a kid?
Barely, and there was one by my house-ish, kind of, mm-hmm, Colorado and Yale. Mm-hmm. It's been knocked down. It's now a Chick-fil-A. I don't really remember. I don't have any distinct memories of going there, but I have distinct memories of eating honey on pizza crusts. And that's kind of what's at the crux of this conversation, is that something that Bojo's does. And it made me wonder, is that where the origin of my own honey pizza crust eating habit came from? Maybe I did first see it at Bojo's.
You know, I grew up in Ohio. I had never seen honey on the table for dressing the crust until moving here to Colorado. So in the pizza world, the whole idea of like different regional styles that you might be proud of, is that's hugely important. Like, Chicago and New York have this long-running debate over which is better, deep dish or the New York style. New Haven style pizza is its own delicious, unique, beautiful creature. And so when I was seeing the honey on the table for the crust, I was thinking, like, is this like a local pizza tradition? Is this something that we could be proud of, you know, as a pizza culture here? Because I don't think a lot of people think about Colorado as having a distinct pizza style, but this honey for the crust thing seemed like it might be unique.
A Colorado thing.
Yeah.
So you saw this on different... at different restaurants. How did that mm-hmm. lead you to Bojo's?
Well, we kept seeing it. I was very curious about it. It was like a long-running theme on the podcast. And then eventually we decided we need to look into this and take this seriously. So we talked to a bunch of these pizza places, like the people that work there, the owners, and almost every single one of them said, yeah, we offer it because people like it. And the first place I saw it was Bojo's.
Huh.
In Idaho Springs. And we'd also talked to this like pizza expert guy in New York City who's gone all over the country looking at different pizza styles. And he also said, like, yes, you know, more and more pizza places around the country are putting honey or like offering honey.
The first time that I ever had it was actually in Idaho Springs, Colorado.
No.
And that was...
Really?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was when I went to a place called Bojo's, the original location of Bojo's in Idaho Springs, Colorado.
This honey on the crust thing, where does Bojo say it began? How did it start?
Well, we went and we talked to the people who run Bojo's, which right now is the Bear family. The father who bought the place back in the 70s, his name is Chip Bear. I haven't actually gotten to talk to him, but I talked to his two daughters, Cody and Allie. They thought that it originated with a woman named Cece, who is their father's ex-girlfriend. She was a waitress at Bojo's for a long time in the 70s, in those early years when the company was just starting to get off the ground. And she was from the South. I actually got to talk to her. She lives in Colorado Springs now.
In 1974, started as a waitress, and they became part of the management, and... oh, it was wonderful. It was this quaint little restaurant that had, I can't even remember. You know, it's been a long time, guys, but probably 7 or 8, maybe 9 tables and 2 waitresses. And we had lines out the door. People were just going crazy to get up there and come.
So there's one piece of the history in particular that we were really excited about. So... are you the reason that we put honey on the crust in this state?
You know what? That kind of shocked me when I heard that. I mean, I thought that was a Chip thing, but you know what? I still put honey on my crust. I still put honey on my pizza. I don't know if it was a CC thing.
So I think that it's like pretty reasonable to assume that this is where it started. But that's kind of where it ended for me, because I never got a chance to talk to the father, the founder, Chip Bear, who Cody and Allie refer to as Papa Bear, to ask him these questions. Like, I want to know from him, was Cece the first person to put the honey on the crust? Is that something he invented or what?
So Chip Bear, if you're out there and you're listening, reach out to us. We need to corroborate Cece's story. Though I'm inclined to believe her. I'm a believe CC person.
You know, you guys, after all these years, and I'm 63 years old now, Bojo's is an amazing mountain bike.
Winding through the canyon, her anticipation rose. Monarch Casino Resort Spa, the epitome of mountain chic. Her pulse raced as she sat down at a high-limit baccarat table. Hungry? She chose the Southwest fusion flavors of Bistro Mariposa before ascending to Bliss, a top-rated spa Monarch, for a signature massage treatment. She slept well in her luxurious hotel room, fulfilled by her stay. Write your own story at monarchblackhawk.com.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
So, I want to get to the trademark conversation. So, in your research, about Bojo's, you found out that they have trademarked the phrase Colorado style pizza.
Yeah, so this is like the sad part of the story and where like all my negative feelings toward Bojo's come from. It's because remember, like why I was excited about this was because I wanted some local style to be proud of. And it seemed like the honey on the crust thing was that local style. But the road took me to Bojo's, and then I learned from Cody and Allie that they've trademarked this term, Colorado style pizza. They own that term. So no one else can use it. And they've defended this. Like, there was another pizza place in Vail or something that was using that term, and they had their lawyers go and force that place to stop. And now that place went bankrupt. It doesn't exist anymore. And so, like, in my opinion, the fact that they trademarked this term is kind of like limiting the development of a more organic style, or perhaps stopping other people from using that term to describe the honey on the crust thing as Colorado style pizza or a Colorado style pizza tradition, which I think it is.
So in your ideal world, that wouldn't be trademarked. So other places could promote the idea of Colorado style pizza maybe being the honey on the crust specialty.
Yeah, like a more organic growth that developed from a relationship between the people that live here and the crust.
I'm trying to put this in context for folks to understand how that trademark has impacted things, because I think about, you can get New York style pizza anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. You can get Detroit style pizza. You can get, like you said, New Haven style pizza. And those are not trademarked. So, you know, there's New York style pizza places in Colorado where you can enjoy this style of pizza that is from somewhere else. And so your hope would be that we could have a proliferation of the Colorado style pizza so that we could have it other places and it could be a point of pride for us, maybe.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that Bojo's has limited that by trademarking the term.
Okay, so they're opening a new location in Lone Tree. Would you be able to just give it another go, Paul? Would you be able to go to Bojo's and try again? Or are you just really set on the fact that you're just not a fan of their pizza?
I mean, I would go back. I'd be happy to eat there. I'm not super excited about this new location because they're trying out a new concept. It's like mostly around takeout and delivery at this particular spot.
Interesting.
And the one thing I like about Bojo's normally is the salad bar. And so if they're doing a takeout delivery focused concept, they're probably not going to have a salad bar. But yeah, I mean, I would go and eat the pizza and hope that that Chip is there to talk to about all this. But that's mostly what I want out of it. That's the satisfaction that I crave, is asking him, one, where the honey on the crust thing come from, in your opinion? And two, why'd you trademark Colorado style pizza? That seems like a crime against pizza.
My workaround with that, Paul, is Denver style. Why yeah? can't you just call it Denver style? Why can't you make your own pizza, call it Denver style, don't trademark it, and see if that catches on? And then maybe one day when you're in New York City, you could get a slice of Denver style pizza, right? We have a Denver omelet. I don't know the origins of that.
I love that. That's a nice image. That's a good dream.
That could be our dream. Sorry, Bojo's. You can keep your Colorado-style pizza. We're going to make Denver-style pizza a thing. Thanks, Paul.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I hope listeners don't think I'm too crazy for being so obsessed with this stupid honey on the crust thing.
And here's what else Denverites are talking about. Lakewood will become the next city to authorize safe outdoor parking options on private property. Denverite reports that Lakewood City Council approved a measure allowing folks to apply for a permit so that people living in their cars can legally stay overnight on someone's land. Lakewood joins Denver, Aurora, Golden, and Arvada in this effort to create another option for people who are unhoused. And back over at Denver's living room, which is really more like nobody's living room, CPR reporter Andy Kinney tweeted yesterday that security at Union Station told him passengers on RTD trains aren't, quote, customers eligible to use the restrooms at Union Station. This had me annoyed and confused, and much to Union Station's dismay, CityCast Denver is now on the case. That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. If you enjoyed the show, why not take a minute to tell a friend about us? Rate the show wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our morning newsletter, where today Peyton has all the local food scene gossip you need. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See ya!
Deep down, I think we both always knew we were going to have to talk to Bojo's. We finally felt ready to make the call.